This is the brief on modern obesity drugs. So, a massive new analysis of over 260 trials and nearly 100,000 patients reveals exactly how today's weight loss medications stack up against each other, showing us what works, what hurts, and why shedding pounds doesn't always mean what we think it does. First, you're probably wondering who's actually winning the weight loss race, right? Well, at the one-year mark, tirzepatide and CagriSema are leading the pack, with a massive 15% drop in body weight, significantly outpacing injected semaglutide, which sits at about 10%. Second, we've got to talk about the hidden trade-offs, because those big results come with a steep physical cost. You see, greater weight loss generally brings greater harms like intense stomach issues and severe fatigue, especially with older pill combinations like naltrexone bupropion, leading a lot of patients to just quit. Take tirzepatide, for instance. Sure, it melts away 25.7% of fat mass, but it also burns off 8.3% of lean muscle mass in the process. It's kind of like trying to lighten a race car by tossing out extra cargo, but accidentally throwing out part of the engine too. Finally, let's look at the big picture. Only injected semaglutide was shown to actually reduce all-cause mortality and heart attacks. Now, we assume getting thinner automatically makes our lives better, but is that true? Surprisingly, out of all these trials, literally no obesity drug convincingly improved patients' overall quality of life scores or reduced kidney failure. Ultimately, while modern obesity medications are incredibly powerful tools for dropping weight, they come with substantial physical trade-offs and surprisingly limited quality of life benefits, meaning the decision to start them requires a very careful conversation with your doctor.